Okay, everybody, say. See, Sunday needs a chizuk. That's it. Sunday needs a chizuk. That's the chizuk. Sunday needs a chizuk.
Maybe he has to say it on Monday.
On Monday, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Okay. So what did we saw so far? And, so far, Tosfos holds that the same way you can be chayav kapel dalav behemah, you can go by grabbing a mammon. Shomer has a behemah, and it's a dover grabbing a mammon. So if somebody steals it from the shomer, it's shomer nisul. So it's chayav kapel dalav behemah to the shomer after dover grabbing a mammon. So Tosfos holds the same thing could work. Medina degami. The Gemara could have. That's Tosfos kashin. The Gemara didn't really have to come out to dover grabbing a mammon. The Gemara could have said, "Remeila tamei that he's doing dinu degami." Tosfos asks, "So why did the Gemara say it like that?" Remeila she tells us he's doing dinu degami. But Kapanim, you see, Tosfos assumes that it's possible, at least to imagine, that me dinu degami, one should be chayiv kapel and dalav to the shomer. And even in the teretz of the Yesh Mefarshim in Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't say that it's not possible. He just says we don't know if Remeila would say that. No, Remeir didn't say that. Remeir only talked about Karen. We don't know what he would say about careful and dalav behei. But it's still, it's mashman taisus that it is conceivable that midina degami one could be chayev careful and dalav behei. And the Ramban says that midina degami is not shayach to careful and dalav behei. Midina degami is aloch di tevei the hefsim. What does that do with careful and dalav behei? You're not a bailam on the shore. Tevei the hefsim, midina degami. Dover gram the moment means that it's kimamoino, that the behema becomes the moment of the shomer because it's dover gram the moment for the shomer. So it seems to be a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. It sounds like a very basic machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. How to understand over here this idea that of dover gram l'mamon, that it allows him to be today the kefil and the dalavay. So I suggested that, I mean, I think this is true. I thought that the yisoid of the machlokes is, that's for sure, that it says in the halacha in Rav Shimon's halacha of dover gram l'mamon, it says in Hagemara, it says in Rav Shimon's original halacha, like one of korban, that the bala korban or the shomer in Hagemara, the person for whom this behemah is a dover gram l'mamon, because of bala korban, the Indian that he could be tevei the kevil dalad, to have kevil dalad, you have to be bala of the korban. There has to be. So that's obviously Rav Shimon holds that he becomes a bala of the korban. And Rav Shimon holds that he can be tevei the hefsid, that's nigram to him for the loss of the through the loss of this carbon, the loss of this behemah. The machlekes Tosfos and the Ramban is which comes first, which is logically prior to the other. That Tosfos understood, or maybe we'll start with the Ramban. The Ramban understood, it's quite a more pashut understanding, that the what's logically prior is that he's a bailam in the behemah. Since the bala carbon has a financial stake in the carbon, the carbon gets lost, he's gonna be out money. So he has a financial stake in the carbon. That gives him a certain bias in the carbon. Or in our case, since the shomer has a financial stake in the shor niskel, if you won't have the shor niskel, he's not gonna be able to say shochal panecha. He'll have to come up with other money to pay for the pshia. So that gives him a certain bias in the behemoth. Since he's a bialim in the behemoth to that extent, askadov regim l'mamon. Since he's a bialim in the behemoth, so now if somebody steals the behemoth, then they have to pay him kefil. And if somebody shechs the behemah, then they have to pay him dalad behemah because he's the bialim of the behemah. That's how the Ramban understood. Meila says the Ramban, that has absolutely nothing to do with dover gram l'mamon. Dover gram l'mamon doesn't, has nothing to do with being, it doesn't give you bialus. In the case of the shor niskel, yes, it's true, if you steal the shor niskel, what I just, dinu degami doesn't give you bialus on the behemah. It is true, dinu degami, if somebody would steal this shor niskel, so now they have, with dinu degami, they've been goyim a hezek to the bala shor, and maybe they have to pay the bala shor for the hezek they were goyim to him. But the shomer is still not the bailam on the shor niskel. So as far as kefil is concerned, it's mazik. So if you steal a shor niskal from a shomer, so you were mazik the shomer, you have to pay the shomer as dina dagami, because you were mazik him in dina dagami. But that has nothing to do with kefil and dalav v'hei. That's shittus Rambam. And Tosis apparently holds that I went to the Yartzeit Shir from the Rav, the tape of a Yartzeit Shir from the Rav, and he starts off, he was talking just the background and so on. He had the audience in his hand, he could play these games. Yeah, and he starts off, and then he sees people are writing, so he says, "What are you writing?" "I didn't say anything yet." So far I haven't said anything, I didn't say already. But you could write anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, and on the other hand, Tosis apparently holds, but it goes just the other way around. It starts with the fact that he could be Tevei the Hefsid. The Shomer has a right to be Tevei the Hefsid, since it's Nigram to him a Hefsid by stealing the Sharnis, by the theft of the Sharnis, it was Nigram to him a Hefsid. So he can be Tevei the Hefsid. It's very similar to Chav Dinu Nagami, Dovah Galuam, Dinu Nagami, in that sense, a very similar. But Reb Shimon holds that since you could be Tevei the Hefsid, since the Shomer can be Tevei the Hefsid that's caused to him by the theft of the Sharniskel, that itself, that schus to be Tevei the Hezek, gives him a certain bailus in the Sharniskel. And I mentioned Rebbe Chonon has such a machshava that just like there's a concept of bailus l'kfeilu, the bailum could be makna the shor to the shomer l'kshetigona v'tirtziv v'tishalmeini, that the shomer should be a bailum the behema for the tvi of the kefil, not for anything else. But it could be a bialim le'inyan tefias a hezek. So Reb Shimon. So there's this notion of going on in the Gemara. The Gemara has in Reb Shimon that since Reb Shimon holds dovah grem the moment, you're allowed to be tevei the gremas hamoment. You're allowed to be tevei the shomer's allowed to be tevei the hezek that was nigram to him because of the theft of the shor niskal. That's chus that he has to be tevei the hefsit that's caused by the theft of the shor niskal. That itself gives him a certain bialus in the shor niskal le'inyan the tefi of that hezek. It's a very fancy swar. But if that's so therefore Tosis held the same thing could work with Dina Dagami. Dina Dagami is also a schus to be Tevei HaHefsed, an even stronger schus. So therefore Tosis held that in Remeir could say a very similar thing, since Remeir holds that the Remeir is Dan Dina Dagami. Remeir holds you could be Tevei HaHefsed that's Nigram to you with Dina Dagami. So therefore, according to Remeir, certainly if the Shor Niskel was stolen, the Shomer could be Tevei as Dina Dagami, the Hefsed that was caused to him by the stealing of the Shor Niskel. So once that's true, then everything else follows as well. That therefore, according to Remeir, just like according to Reb Shimon, the fact that Remeir is Dan Dina Nagami, and Remeir holds that you can be Tevea, the Hefsid that was caused to you by the theft of the Shor Niskel, that itself gives you a certain bias in the Shor Niskel, in Tfias Ezek, and Mimela, it then follows that you can be Tevea, the Kefil and Dalet Behe as well, because now you have a certain bias in the Shor Niskel. That's apparently what Tosis, I don't see any other way to make sense out of Tosis. What in the world does Dina Dagami have to do with Kefil and Dalet Behe? Akochik, you have to say that the Tosis understood in Reb Shimon. The Tosis understood that what's going on in Reb Shimon is that the schus tfias hezek makes you a bialim. So Tosis said the same thing would be true in Remeir. The schus that you have to be tevei the hezek makes you a bialim in the shor niskel. So may last Tosis kasha. What if you come out to Reb Shimon dover gam l'mamim typically Reb Shimon Dina Dagami? Tosis says that is tirutzim, but the side that hanocha remains true in Tosis' conception over here of the Gemara. That kind of we said last week. So I was thinking that it's really, I have to take a look at the Gemara Baba Kama. I think it what is saying Baba Kama? The Gemara says in Sadeches Murat from the bottom, the Rabbi said, Sarev Shtorv Shal Shtorv Shal Chavei Rei Potter Domalei Niyora Kaloi Minoch. Somebody burns up, Reuven burns up Shimon's shtachayv. Shimon has a shtachayv that he's holding, that he collect. He can use the shtachayv to collect various debts. So the shtachayv is worth a lot of money to Shimon. A piece of paper is nothing, but what says in the piece of paper is very valuable to Shimon. So he has a bond over there. Maybe it's worth $1 million. And Reuven goes and he serves the shtach. So Rabbi says that Reuven is potter, because Reuven can say to Shimon, I was about to give a piece of paper. It's worth 5 cents. Here's a nickel, and that's it. I'm potter from anything further. The fact that but because of that, you are not going to be able to collect your $1 million. That's a grumma, apparently, and that's Shimon and Reuven is not, Dini Adam, at least Reuven is not chayv. That was what Rabbi said. So, Gemara is first a technical problem. Manushak, if we know what it said in the shtar, We have Aiden that it's said in the shtar $1 million. So what's the problem? We can draw up the shtar again. Aiden will be made, and we'll draw up the shtar. And if we don't have any Aiden, then how can he make the? Then what's Shimon going to be today from Reuven? We don't know what it said in the shtar. Shimon can make up any number that he wants. So what's, there's nothing to talk about. So the Gemara says it's talking about Reuven and Shimon both agree how much is what it said in the shtar. So Reuven is moed that the shtar said $1 million. The face value of the shtar was $1 million. But nonetheless, Reuven says fine. But the shtar itself is still only worth a couple of cents. So for Reuven is potter. That's the member of Rabba. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Rachanino, Hod Rabba Machlekas Reb Shimon Rabbanani. Said Rav Dimi Bar Chanino that this halacha of Rabba that Sarev Shtarav Shulchaner is potter. It's really totally the Machlekas Reb Shimon and the Rabbana. Reb Shimon Dama Dover Gam Lomam Kim Mam Dami Mechayev. The Rabbana Dami Dover Gam Lomam and Lab Kim Mam Dami Loi Mechayev. So Rav Dimi Bar Chanino wants to compare Sarev Shtarav Shulchaner to the halacha of Reb Shimon of Dover Gam Lomam. Rav Shimon's original halacha Dover Gam Lomam was said in the context of somebody who stole a carbon. As we've been talking about, stole a carbon shalchaveri, and it's a carbon shalchayev al chayes. So Rav Shimon says it's chayev kevel and dalavay. And the Rabbanim disagree. That's the original machlekes dover gram l'mama. So Rav Dimi Mar Chanino wants to say sorev shtar shalchaveri goes into that same machlekes. So I want to understand. The Gemara is going to be doichlis havim in a second, but I want to say how do we understand this havim in the Gemara? What's the comparison? I want to think it through. I'll leave it to Tosis, and I want to think it through again. I'll leave it to Aramban. What's the pshat in this Gemara? L'chaira, at face value. If you hold like the Ramban, that the yisoid of what Rav Shimon said is that by Dover Gaim L'mamon you're a bailim on the carbon. That's the way the Ramban understood Dover Gaim L'mamon. That was logically prior. The main idea of Rav Shimon is that if you have this carbon, even though you're not really, it's not your carbon, the carbon belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, belongs to the Mizbeach, but you're you have a financial stake in the carbon, that makes you a bialim on the carbon. That's the fundamental, according to Ramban, that's the fundamental idea of Rav Shimon. It then follows, you can be tevei, the kefil and the alav hei, but the fundamental thing that Rav Shimon is saying is that since you have a stake in this carbon, you're a bialim on the carbon. If that's the pshat in Rav Shimon, that's what Ramban is to Rav Shimon, so what in the world did the Gemara think that this has to do with Sarev Shtar Yishol Chaver? Do we have any question about who's the Bailam? Sarev Shtar Shachaveri, we know who's the Bailam. Loyal Zan Adonim, Hashal is not who's the Bailam. The Shal that we have is, but the Shal is not worth anything. The Shal is worth 5 cents. It's the $1 million that you're losing is the $1 million that you're not going to be able, that your bank account is going to be depleted for not being able to collect this Chayiv. The Shtar itself, the Shavish of the Shtar, is only a couple of pennies. Niyora Kaloi. I just burned up a piece of paper. But we know who the Bailam is. The Bailam of the Shtar is the Bailam of the Shtar. Loyal Zan Adonim. So what in the world does Rav Shimon have to do? What does Rav Shimon have to do with Sarev Shtar Yishol Chaver? Rav Shimon's halacha in who's the Bailam of the carbon. Rav Shimon's main chiddush is that the Bala carbon, since he has a stake in the carbon, is the Bailam of the carbon. Okay? So what does that do? And Rav Shimon disagrees. They say, no, you're not the Bailam of the carbon. The carbon belongs to Mizbeach, you're the Bailam of the carbon. What does that have to do with Sarev Shtar? What in the world does it have to do with Sarev Shtar Yishol Chaver? By Sarev Shtar Yishol Chaver, you're about to hear by them on the Shtar. That's not the problem. The problem is that the Shtar is not worth anything. So what did the Gemara think? That this is totally in the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabban? What can we say? How does everybody understand the Gemara's happening?
Yeah. If this is the happening of Chazar the Gemara.
So possibility number one is that in the Chanami, the happening of the Gemara didn't understand Rav Shimon that way. The Rabban will say, Avada, the happening of the Gemara was that Rav Shimon is saying halacha that you could be teveya the indirect hezek. The reason why the bailim over here we teveya the hefset of the carbon is not because they're a bialim of the carbon. Lo'olam, it's because they have a schus to be teveya the indirect hezek. Isaac, but it says kefil and dalav hei. Rav Shimon said you chayev kefil and dalav hei. If you're not a bialim of the carbon, it's only they have a schus to be teveya the hefset of the carbon. So how do you get the kefil and dalav hei? It's not your behema. So how could you be tevei kefil and dalav hei? Maybe you could be tevei the hefsid that you're out the achrayas But how you tevei the kefil al reiv? Shimon said you chayv kefil and dal reiv. How does the Gemara understand that? So I will have to say al derech we said before in Tosis that once you have a schus to be tevei the hefsid, the schus tvias hefsid makes you into a bialim in the carbon, which is basically the way we learned in Tosis. In other words, maybe I should have said, according to Tosis, I understand the Havimu very well. According to Tosis, the Havimu is a Gevaldik. The Gemara, the Reb Shimon's basic, the fundamental idea of Reb Shimon is that you can be Toveya in indirect Hefset. And it's very similar to Dina Dagami. You can be Toveya in indirect Hefset. Reb Shimon just adds that once you have a Schus to be Toveya in the Hefset, the Schus Tfiyas Hefset also makes you a Bailam in the carbon, Le'inyan Tfiyas Hefset, like Le'inyan Kveil. But the main idea of Reb Shimon is that you have a right to be Toveya in indirect Hefset. Says the Gemara, if you have a right to be Tevei in indirect Hefsid, then you have a right to be Tevei, the indirect Hefsid, by the Shtar. And that's the Gemara's comparison. But according to the Ramban, that the fundamental idea of Reb Shimon is that you're a Bailam on the carbon. So what does it have to do with Sarev Shtar Shulchan Erech? So one possibility is to say, like Meir is saying, that in Echanami, the Havmina of the Gemara is for sure like Tosfos. And the Ramban concedes that the Havmina of the Gemara is like Tosfos. The only thing is, the Ramban learns that that's what the Gemara is doicha. Because the next line is, "Maskefar Avuner Veidav Bshua Emer Deshamet Leir Bshima Dovah Gerem Lamamim Kimamim Dami Bedovah Sheikari Mamim." He was only talking about a Dovah Sheikari Mamim. Kedar Rabba Dovah Rabba Gozel Chomis Tchnei Pesach Ba'achar V'Sofar V'Moyed Potter Shakol Musvino L'Varei La'achar Pesach Chalikas Bshima Rabbanim Bshim Dovah Gerem Lamamim Kimamim Dami Chayv Rabbanim Dami Dovah Gerem Lamamim Kimamim Dami Potter. Reb Shimon was talking about things that are Ikari Mamim like Chomis. I don't know why we have to bring chametz. Carbon is ikari mamon. I don't know why the Gemara brings this case of chametz altogether. I didn't have that. But anyway, says Reb Shimon is only talking about a domer she ikari mamon, but a shtar which is not ikari mamon. Miyaminon. Ramban would say that this is a 180-degree turn in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying you have pshat and Reb Shimon ra. Reb Shimon's not saying that you have a right to be tevei in indirect hefset. If you had a right to be tevei in indirect hefset, then you're right. Then you could tevei even by a shtar. That's not the pshat and Reb Shimon. The pshat of Reb Shimon is only Reb Shimon was talking about specifically by a dovah sheikari mamon, like a carbon, which really has Shabbos, or like chometz, which is a dovah that theoretically could have Shabbos. It's ikari mamon. There's a problem that it's also about no, but fundamentally it's a dovah that's ikari mamon, that could have Shabbos. So here Reb Shimon said that since now it has Shabbos to me, as the achrayah shabbai. So in Mela, I become a bailam in the chometz. And I become a bialim in the carbon, and melam tevei tvias hefsid, and then it's not an indirect hefsid. Then it's a direct hefsid. I'm a bialim in the chometz because it has shavius to me. Since I'm a bialim in the chometz because it has shavius to me, then it's a direct hefsid of my chometz that it has shavius to me. That's not indirect at all. It's not comparable to sarev shtar shel chaver. No, it's we could say a mahalach here in the Gemara, the Ramban. We could suggest a mahalach a little bit the Ramban. Maybe we'll say another mahalach, but we could suggest a mahalach a little bit the Ramban that this whole. But the Ramban will learn that al zeh gufo the Gemara is being done. The Gemara lechatchila thought that by a carbon or by chometz or by shor niskel, all the Reb Shimon's cases, that what's going on is the Gemara lechatchila thought of the Havamino that the way it works is that you are teveya the indirect hefset. You teveya the hefset to your pocketbook, which is indirectly caused by the loss of the shor niskel or the chometz or the carbon. It's an indirect, it's a kind of dina d'gami. That's how it starts. That's the fundamental idea of Reb Shimon. I kefil and talib hay. So we'll say, well, once you have a schus to be tevei the hefset, that also gives you a shtickle bialus and the carbon too, and maybe you can be tevei the kefil and talib hay also. But what it starts with is they have a right to be tevei the indirect hefset to your purse. And if that's the case, then it's very much like sarev shtar shel chaver, where the piece of paper is worth nothing, but there's an indirect hefset to your bank account. So that's what the Gemara thought in the Havamina. Then the Gemara turns around and says, that's not the Pshat in Reb Shimon. Eimah d'shamat l'Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's not talking about, the reason why Reb Shimon says, Dovah Gerem L'mom K'mom Domik, is not because he holds you could be Tavei an indirect Hefzid. Then, if you could be Tavei an indirect Hefzid, you'd be able to Tavei it, but you would be able to be Tavei it, Sarev Shtar Shel Chaveri. But that's not true. You cannot be Tavei an indirect Hefzid. You can only be Tavei a direct Hefzid, a Mazik B'Yadayim, or a Gneva B'Yadayim. So what's going on over here? What's going on in Reb Shimon? The answer is because Reb Shimon is talking about a case where it's a dovah sheikari mamon, where the thing itself is ikari mamon. It's not a shtar that's just a nominal, that has a nominal value. We're talking about a physical object that can have real value. Chometz, a carbon, it has real value. If you're a to the bialim, the only thing is you're not the bialim. Says Reb Shimon, as dovah gerem l'mamon, you become a kind of bialim because you have a financial stake in this chometz. You have a financial stake in this carbon. Since you have a financial stake in this carbon, you become the bialim of the carbon. And then when the fellow steals the carbon, he's a poshut the ganav. So you're not being tevei an indirect hezek, being tevei a direct gneva, or a direct hezek. And that's Gufa, that's the Chazor of the Gemara, and that's, so the Rabban is coming out of the Maskon of the Gemara. The Havmin Gemara is talking out like the Rabban, but the Rabban is coming out of the Maskon. That would be a mahalach, a good mahalach in the Rabban, yeah.
I don't understand how it's a direct hezek in the case of Chametz. Like right now, it's not, so it was Mammon, but like right now it's it doesn't have Shabbos.
I guess we'll say, but to me it has Shabbos. To the Bible it has Shabbos.
But only Lachon only outs the fact that it can cause a harvacha, no?
It's still a grammar. I get it. Maybe it just goes together. If having an achrayas in something can make me a bialim, then having an achrayas in something could give it Shabbos too. That's because the whole idea is that achrayas is a Shabbos. Achrayas is a thing. You know, this thing is gerim l'mamon for me. So that makes me the fact that I have achrayas for this. If it gets lost, I suffer. That makes me a bialim. The same way it makes me a bialim, it gives it Shabbos. You're right, we're gonna have to add that nekuda. And the truth is, the emphasis is once we add that nekuda, then maybe we could say a different mahalach in the Gemara also for the Ramban, that we don't have to make a 180-degree turn. We maybe could say because the Gemara always knew that the side of Reb Shimon is that you're a bialim in the karma. So what does that do with Sarah Shtar Shul Chaveira? So maybe it goes like this: you see, in Reb Shimon, how am I a bialim in the karma? Because if the karma gets lost, I'll suffer a hefsid. Why is that called a? It's true. If the karma gets lost, I'll suffer a hefsek. You know, why does that necessarily make me a bialim in the karma? You know, if the Dow Jones goes down, maybe I'll also have a hefset because the economy will go down. It doesn't make me a bialim in the. So you have to add that the fact that this carbon has value to me because its loss will be my loss. It inheres in the carbon itself. I look at that Shabbos, not just something that's in my pocket. I look at the Shabbos. I look at the fact that the carbon is worth something to me because its loss will cause me a hefset. I look at that as being a value that's inherent in the carbon. And because it's inherent in the carbon, so now I'm a bialim in the carbon. The reason why I'm a bialim in the carbon, that's what I'm saying in Numahach. The Gemara knows all along that the fundamental idea of Reb Shimon is that I'm a bialim in the carbon. Since the carbon is valuable to me, so I'm a bialim in the carbon. That itself, you have to understand. The carbon is valuable to me. How does that make me a bialim? The carbon is valuable to me because if the carbon gets lost, I'm going to suffer something in my pocketbook. But that doesn't make me a bialim in the carbon itself. I have maybe an interest, I'll follow this carbon in the newspapers, but why that doesn't make me a, why am I a bialim on the carbon? So the answer is, because part of the idea of Reb Shimon is that this value that the carbon has to me, it's somehow, I look at it as being in the carbon itself. It's part of the shavis of the carbon itself. I don't look at it as something that's outside of the carbon. You know, I placed a bet on the Yankees, and I don't own the Yankees. But here, actually, this is something that the Shabbos of the carbon says, I have an achrayas for the carbon. The carbon itself is gerim l'mamon for me. So I look at that Shabbos as being something that's in the carbon. And therefore, I have a bialus in the carbon. That's the fundamental idea of Reb Shimon. So the Gemara's svara was the same way the shavis of the carbon in the carbon, and that's what makes me a bialim of the carbon. Or better said, the shavis that the carbon has for me inheres in the carbon itself, and therefore it makes me a bialim of the carbon itself. So by the same token, the shavis that the shtar has for me, because the shtar for me is worth $1 million, because that's what I could collect with it. The shavis that the shtar has for me inheres in the shtar itself. And therefore, the shtar itself is now worth $1 million and not 5 cents. That's what the Gemara wants to compare. You know, even though our question originally was, what's the Gemara comparing? The carbon of Shimon's main idea by the carbon is that I'm a bialim of the carbon. By shtar, we know I'm a bialim of the shtar. Our need is, but how much is the shtar worth? So before I suggested, when they suggested, it's a 180 degree turn of the Gemara. That's the Chazar of the Gemara, which could be. But maybe I'm suggesting now, maybe we don't have to say it's a 180 degree Chazar in the Gemara. The Gemara knew from the very beginning, about it, the main idea of Rav Shimon is that I'm a bialim of the carbon. But why am I a bialim of the carbon? I'm a bialim of the carbon because the achrayis that I have for the carbon, the fact that the carbon is I have a stake in the carbon, because so to speak, I bet on the carbon. You know, because if the carbon gets lost, I'm going to have achrayis to make it good. So somehow I look at that as being something that's in the carbon itself. Since it's in the carbon itself, so I'm a bialim of the carbon because I have a stake in some of the shavis of the carbon because it has a shavis to me. So the Gemara is making a comparison. Well, if you're telling me that the fact that I have a stake in the carbon, that's now a part of the shavis of the carbon. L'inyan zeh, that thereby I become a bialim of the carbon. So by the same token, the shavis that the shtar has for me somehow inheres in the shtar itself. So therefore, when somebody burns the shtar, I don't say he's indirectly causing me a hezek to my pocketbook. I say he's directly being mazik something that has shavis. It's like he's burning down my shor. He's burning down my haystack. He's burning down my shtar, which is worth $1 million, because the value of the shtar to me inheres in the shtar itself. That's what Gemara thought is the comparison. So Gemara thought, oh, it's like Rav Shimon. The same way Rav Shimon says that the value of the carbon to me inheres in the carbon, making me a bialim of the carbon, so the value of the shtar inheres in the shtar, making this guy a mazik b'yadayim, not a mazik al yaday gami, not a mazik indirectly, but a mazik b'yadayim. The Gemara is doicha that only works by a dovash ikari mamon. Something that fundamentally is an ikari mamon, something that ordinarily has can have shavis. So then I can say the shavis that it has to me inheres in the thing itself. So a cow, which is a dovash ikari mamon, ordinarily has shavis. So here, the fact that it has shavis to me, I look at it as being part of the shavis of the cow itself, and it, therefore it's my cow. But a shtar is a piece of paper, it ordinarily doesn't have a shavis of $1 million. The shavis of it, it's not a dovash ikari mamon, it's a nominal shavis, because it has, I can collect with it. But the shtar itself is not a kari mamon. It's not a tangible thing that has any real value of $1 million. The piece of paper doesn't have a real value ever of $1 million. So yes, it do. If I lose this piece of paper, I'm not going to be able to prove that I have a debt, and that I have a debt a coming to me, and I'm going to be out a lot of money. But it doesn't. That can't inhere. Since it's dovash any kari mamon, that value can't inhere in the shtar itself. And therefore, it's not a direct hefzer, it's an indirect hefzer. So who says Rav Shimon will be mechayev? Says the Gemara, you're right, but we have Rameir. Rameir is dondin gami. Rameir is mechayev, even for indirect hefzer.
This second malach is probably more preferable than the first malach, because in the second malach, the Loshon of the Askafta says what it means. This chiluk is all that there is to the Askafta, whereas in the first malach, the Askafta really means that there's no bias.
Okay. Rabbi once said Shir, he said a mahalach in a Gemara, and then he said, but Rabbi Zalman had a different mahalach. And he said, if Rabbi Zalman's mahalach is better, he said, if Rabbi Zalman himself said that his mahalach is better. Okay. Fine. So that's a mahalach in the Ramban. What about Lefi Taisus? So Lefi Taisus, the Gemara, Taisus holds faket. The main idea of Dover Gaim Lumaman. The main idea of Dovar Gaim L'Mamon is that you can be Teveya in indirect Hefzer. Taisus holds that Dovar Gaim L'Mamon is a kind of Dina D'Gami. There's not a world of difference between Dovar Gaim L'Mamon and Dina D'Gami. The same way as Dovar Gaim L'Mamon, you can Teveya the Kefil and Dalet V'Hei. So as Dina D'Gami, Taisus thinks you also want to be able to Teveya the Kefil and Dalet V'Hei. So obviously, according to Taisus, Dovar Gaim L'Mamon and Dina D'Gami, they're not worlds apart the way they are in the Ramban. So we've been explaining. According to Taisus, the main idea of Dovar Gaim L'Mamon is not the Yerubayim of the Karman. The main idea is that you can be Teveya the Hefzit. But since you can be Teveya the Hefzit, mimele you become a Bialim of the Karman. You get a schus, you become a Bialim of the Karman, le'inyin tfias a Hefzit. Like le'inyin kvelim. So the Lefi Taisus, the Havimino is very geschmack. The Havimino is great. You know, in the Ramban, we were grappling with the Havimino. Lefi Taisus, the Havimino is very straightforward. The main idea of Rav Shimon is that you can be tevei an indirect hefsed. Says the Gemara, the same Rav Shimon says you can be tevei an indirect hefsed by a carbon. You can be tevei an indirect hefsed by a shtar. Okay, that's very partial according to Tosfos. The Shaila is, how does Tosfos learn the Gemara's tchiyah? What does it matter if it's ikari mamon or not? If the main idea of Rav Shimon is that I can be tevei an indirect hefsed, just mimele, once I can be tevei an indirect hefsed, so I have also a bilus in the carbon le'inyan to be as hefsed that allows me to tevei the kefil and valid v'hei. But the main idea is that I can be tevei an indirect hefsed. So the Gemara is right. So by shtar it's an indirect hefsed. So what's the problem? By shtar I'm not looking for kefil and valid v'hei. I'm just looking for the keren. So I have a schus to be tevei an indirect hefsed. So what's the Gemara's tchiyah b'chal?
Are there particular reasons?
What?
Carbon, the reasons are there is because, like, you know you're actually telling a carbon, so that's considered yours.
But that's not the Gemara's tchiyah. The Gemara's tchiyah is any kari mamon, any kari mamon. What does that have to do? The Gemara says, Rav Shimon only allows you to weigh an indirect hefsed because it's a kari mamon. In a way we were grappling with this last week. But we sort of pushed it aside. But we're busy with this. According to Rabbi Tosfos Havana Rav Shimon, but the main idea of Rav Shimon is that you can be teveya in indirect hefsed. So who cares if it's a kari mamon or not? I mean, I can hear it makes a difference about the kefil. You know, like I say, you know, if we're laying down the steps in Rav Shimon, step A is that you have a right to be teveya the hefsed. Step B is, since you have a right to be teveya the hefsed, you become a bialim of the carbon le'inyan tefiyas the hefsed. And step C is that once you become a bialim in the carbon linian tefias the hefsed, so you could be tevei the kefil too. So maybe step B and C, they need ikarim moment. You know, you can only be good. But step A doesn't need ikarim moment. Step A is the beginning. I have a right to be tevei the hefsed. And for shara, all we need is step A. We're not looking for kefil and tahadvei. We see Tosfos that the Gemara's tchiyah needs a hezber. So I think the hezber is going to have to be along the lines of that even though according to Rav Shimon, the fundamental idea is that I could be tevei an indirect hefsed. I can be tevei an indirect hefsed. And mimela, the schus tefias the hefsed, it was what makes me a bialim in the carbon. That's what the Gemara thinks, the same thing by Ishtar. I can be tevei an indirect hefsed. Gemara is doicha that maybe I can only be tevei an indirect hefsed when the tefiyah will make me a bialim and a dover sheikari mamon, and it won't be garment, and therefore it won't be grama. It's like a black. It's all ke'echod. It's all boin ke'echod. It's a kind. No, basically the main idea here is that I can be tevea this. I can be tevea the hefsed. I'm coming. I don't have any bialis per se in the carbon, but what I have is a hefsed. I have a schus to be tevea hefsed. The schus to be tevea the hefsed gives me a certain bialis in the carbon. Le'inyan kfeil, le'inyan the tefiyah the hefsed. But the Gemara is machadish in the trio that maybe it only works because maybe it only works where I can label the guy a mazik b'yadayim. Pashin not a mazik b'yadayim. He stole the carbon. That's very indirect. That's an indirect hefsed. I mean, tevei an indirect hefsed. So Gemara lechatchila called, okay, fine. I'm tevei an indirect hefsed. That's what I'm tevei, an indirect hefsed. Rav Shimon could be tevei an indirect hefsed. And merely become a bialim in the carbon. Now the Gemara is doich and says, maybe not. Maybe Rav Shimon doesn't allow you to be tevei an indirect hefsed. Maybe you can only be tevei a direct hefsed. So where's your direct hefsed over here? There it's all chal ke'echot. You come and you tevei the hefsed. I mean, if you have it in Torah with the guy, the guy was masked, so you have it in Torah with the guy. Well, maybe we'll say it like this. I'm not sure this is the best way to say it, but it's the easiest way to say it. Which starts with, you know, Reuben has a carbon. Shimon stole the carbon. So now Reuben says, look, I have it in Torah with Shimon. Because he caused me a big loss. So I'm coming now to be tevei my loss. So that's it in Torah. You have now it in Torah with Shimon. You have a tefiyah on Shimon. Now the truth is, at that point, if you would just come to Shimon with that tefiyah, you would lose. The Shimon would say, it's a groma. Groma ben zokim potter. Maybe dina shemayim, you have a tefiyah on me. But in dina odom, it's an indirect hefsed. But still, Reuben has a certain tefiyah on Shimon. He is tefiyah him. He is tefiyah him a hefsed. He'll lose, but he does have a tefiyah on Shimon. Since he has a tefiyah on Shimon, and the tefiyah comes about through the loss of the carbon, through his achrayus in the carbon. And nobody else is lost out by the loss of the carbon. He's the only one who has a stake in the carbon. So his tefiyah on Shimon makes him a bialim in the carbon, le'inyan that tefiyah. Again, the longer of a chanel's lies, he could be a bialim le'inyan tefiyah sahezek. Since I'm the only one who has nizik from the loss of this carbon, So when I'm my tefillah on the hefzid that's caused by the loss of the carbon makes me a bialim on the carbon, and now that I'm a bialim on the carbon, the inyan dat entire, all of a sudden my entire gets better, because now already it's no longer an indirect hefzid, now it's a hezek v'yadai, because he was mazik the carbon itself in which I have a certain bialim looking tefillah as a hezek. That's the easiest way to say, and that maybe because even more fancy, it's like old boy and keichot. Have a tefillah moment on him. I have a losing case. Why is that a tefillah moment? It's not a losing case, because the tefillah moment will give me a certain bias in the karma, leaning tefillah hezek, and it'll be a mazik via diet. So maybe we can say a little bit, you know, benusach zed, but it's boim keichot. Kachri kach. So that's the Gemara's tchia. But oifin she, I think what's kind of coming out. I think this is. I'm going to have to say something along these lines for Tesis. Because what's coming out, Yisrael Adobe, is the feed that we have here, it's all really rooted, this Machlech Tesis in their mind is rooted in how to understand this Din V'Dvarim over here in the Gemara Bava Kama. The Rabban's Mahalach is that basically Rav Shimon's main Yisrael is the Yerbalim of the carbon. And the feed of Rabban, the Maskon of the Gemara Bava Kama is very, very easy to understand. That's why it has to be Kari Mom. Because the main idea of Rav Shimon is that I'm a Bialim of the carbon. All my everything else follows from my bialim in the carbon. Because I'm a bialim in the carbon, therefore I can be today the theft of the carbon and the hezek of the carbon and so on. I'm a bialim in the carbon because I have a financial stake in the carbon. So that's the maskon is gevaldik. The Ramban fits into the maskon of the Gemara over there beautifully. That's why you have to have a carry moment. We grappled with what was the Gemara's having? The Gemara in the having was medamet to stir of shtar yishol chadher. So we had one mahalach the mayor suggested that in Chanabi, maybe that's good for the Chazar and the Gemara. The Gemara, the Chatkila, thought more along the lines of Taisus. The Chazar is, the Maskar and the Gemara is more along the lines of Ramban. That's one possibility. Or we suggested that maybe the Ramban will learn that the Gemara always knew that the main thing is that I'm a bialim in the carbon. But how am I a bialim in the carbon just because I have a financial stake? So it's like I bet on a team, so I have a financial stake. But it's not, that doesn't make me a bialim in the carbon. It must be that my financial stake in the carbon somehow inheres in the carbon itself. That's what makes me a bialim in the carbon. So the Gemara thought, so the same thing by the shtar. My financial stake in the shtar inheres in the shtar itself. So now it's not a shtar that's worth 5 cents, it's a shtar that's worth $1 million. The same way that my financial stake in the carbon inheres in the carbon and makes me a bialim in the carbon, so my financial stake in the shtar inheres in the shtar and makes the shtar worth $1 million. The Gemara's doiche that you can only say that kind of notion that the financial stake that you have inheres in the thing itself when it's a dovah sheikari moment. So my financial stake in the carbon can inhere in the carbon and make it my carbon, because a carbon is a dovah sheikari moment. But a shtar, with $1 million, is purely nominal. The shtar itself is just paper. You can't say that the value of the shtar inheres in the shtar itself. You're never going to be a mazik v'yadayim. You're always going to be a mazik al yaday gamim. So therefore, who says Rav Shimon will be mechayev? Ramei will be mechayev because Ramei is dan din gamim. That's the Ramban Simahalach in the Gemara. And then the Fitaisis, it came out much in Tais we had the other way around. Fitaisis, the having the Gemara is Gemalik. The Gemara, the main idea of Rav Shimon according to Tais is that you can be Tevei and indirect Hefzid. And Mimele, you become a Bialim of the carbon too, but the main idea is that you become Le'inyan Tevias the Hefzid. But the main idea of Rav Shimon is you can be Tevei and indirect Hefzid. That's what the Gemara thought. Rav Shimon, that's the Tais, the Mam is coming out of the having the Gemara. That's in the having the Gemara, your Mam is see Tais. The Gemara was Madama, Sarif, Starisha, Shachaverif, to Dovah Garim Lamaman. Because the basic idea, you see, the Gemara initially understood at least, that the basic idea of Dovah Garim Lamaman is you can be Tevea in indirect Hefzid. So the same way Rav Shimon allows you to be Tevea in indirect Hefzid by a carbon, so he allows you to be Tevea in indirect Hefzid by a shtar. That's Gemara, according to Taisha, the Gemara is great. But the Shah is, what's the Mask? According to Taisha, how does Taisha read the Mask on the Gemara? The Gemara says, not only by Dovah Garim Lamaman, only by Dovah Sheikari Mammon. Why need a Dovah Sheikari Mammon? The main idea of Rav Shimon is that you can be Tevei in indirect Hefzid. So we have to add that even though the main idea of Rav Shimon is that you can be Tevei in indirect Hefzid, that's only Lagabi. The main idea of Rav Shimon, yes, is that you can be Tevei in indirect Hefzid, and that makes you into a Bialim in the carbon. And then you can Tevei the Kefal and Talad Behi also. But at the end of the day, it has to be a Dovah Sheikari Mammon so that after you became a Bialim in the carbon, you come into the guy not with Grumman and Shokhan, but you come in with Mazik B'Yadayim. Because if you're not going to, so and therefore by a shtar, yes, you want to be tevei in indirect hefzid. Okay, you can be tevei in indirect hefzid, And that will make you a Baalim the Star. Not that you need that, because you're a Baalim the Star anyway. But so what? But at the end of the day, he's not a Mazik be a dime. And we don't know that Reb Shimon is Dandin the Gamid. Reb Shimon only works when you Tervea an indirect Hefzid, and thereby you become a Baalim of the Carbon. And once you're a Baalim of the Carbon, it's a direct Hefzid. It's a Hezik be a dime, or Igneva be a dime. Then Reb Shimon allows you to be Tervea the Hefzid, and thereby to become a Baalim of the Carbon. But in a case where it remains an indirect hefzid and it never gives you anything in the shtar itself, because the shtar is dovish any kari moment, so then Rav Shimon will say, that's at the end of the day, Rav Shimon will say, you know, I allow you to be tovei an indirect hefzid and thereby become a baalim of the karma, but I don't allow you to, but grumbun is often still potter. And I'm not dandin in the gamit. And that's why you potter. Okay, so the Maisei, we're still remaining steadfast to the basic Havana in the Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. I mean, we've added now a certain amount of details and fleshed it out, but the basic Havana in Tosfos and the Ramban remains true. That basically, Tosfos Havana in Tosfos Havana Reb Shimon is, Dovah Gemma Moment is, Yavah Schus to be Tevea in indirect Hefzid. You know, we now put a caveat. You can be Tevea in indirect Hefzid, when thereby you become a Bilim, in Tvias Hefzid, in a Dova Sheikari moment, in order that it should be Mazik V'Yadayim and not Gomu B'Nezokim. So that's an important caveat that we've added to Tosfos. But still, the basic idea in Tosfos is you can be Tevea the Hefzid. And the Tvias Hefzid then makes you a Bilim in the Karbon. And the Ramban, we're also remaining steadfast, the basic sheet of the Ramban is that Dova Gomu B'Nezokim means that you're a Bilim in the Karbon, and since you're, because the Shavis, now we've added maybe more Havana. The reason why you're violent with the carbon is because the shavis of the carbon inheres in the carbon itself. The shavis of the shara niskel to you inheres in the shara niskel itself, and therefore you're a bialim in the shara niskel. And once you're bialim in the shara niskel, so kimamoyna mashulay, like the Ramban's lashon is, now it's your moment. So of course you could be tevei the gneva, because it's your shara niskel. Because the value, what the shara niskel is worth to you, inheres in the shara niskel itself. So now you're a bialim in the shara niskel. So we haven't changed our minds. We're still going with this mild place in their mind, but now we have a little bit more resonance, a little more depth to it. Yeah, now, moving along. Yeah.
It's not quite covers this question, but what are a mayor holding? What does our mayor do that chilim? People aren't holding out. It's also sold, so there's a
discussion. According to Tosfos, according to the Rambam? According to Tosfos, a mayor. Rameh allows you to be Tevei an indirect Hezek Stam, like Mechitzah Saker. Rameh holds you can be Tevei even indirect Hezek, so he doesn't need a Kari Mom. Because Tosfos holds, you see in the Havim of the Gemara, that the Gemara understood that the basic idea of Shem is you can be Tevei the indirect Hezek, and thereby you become the Bailam and the Karbon even for the Kefil and the Halad Vehe. That's what the Gemara initially understood of Shem. He says, okay, that will work for a mayor too. You know, so that's fine for a mayor. You can be Tevei the indirect Hefzid, and thereby you become a Bilem in the carbon. The Gemara just says that Reb Shimon may be only limited to a case where after you become a Bilem in the carbon, it's not going to be Gomba Benazokim. It's not going to be Gami. A mayor wouldn't have that limitation. A mayor doesn't need the Ovashi Karim Momen. Because he holds, but the main idea, but you still see from the Gemara's Havim, you know, that there is this notion over here that if you can be Tevei a Hefzid, you become thereby a Bilem in the carbon, and you need to be a Hefzid. In a way, I would say that the main riot of Tosfos for his conception is from the Gemara's Havamina. Tosfos saw in the Gemara's Havamina that Reb Shimon is fundamentally Aloha that you can be Tevei the Hefzid. See, the Gemara was Medamah to Sarash Tarasim. What's that do with Sarash Tarasim Shachavera? You see, the main idea of Reb Shimon is not that you're a Bilem in the carbon. The main idea is that you can be Tevei the Hefzid. Mainly you become a Bilem in the carbon for the Kefil and the Dalad Vehe. And that I don't need by Shtar. But the main idea of Reb Shimon that we wanted to apply to Shtar is that you can be Tevei the Hefzid. The Gemara is Doich, and if that works for Reb Shimon, it works for a mayor too. And that's Tosfos Kasha. Of course, in Reb Shimon, the Gemara says here, but maybe Reb Shimon limits it to Dovah Sheikar Mamun, because maybe Reb Shimon is not done in the Gemara. So you have to leverage the fact that you're buying the carbon for the Hezek itself, that is Hezek via Dayan. The mayor doesn't have that limitation. Yeah, now, what about the Gemara in Pesachim? Just mention briefly. Is there a Gemara? We don't have a Gemara in Pesachim, right? No, we're Gemara in Pesachim. What? What did the Gemara Mesachim say? We don't know the Gemara. The Gemara Mesachim said like this. The Gemara Mesachim said, "Tula Shanis the Gemara." The Gemara said that if somebody has achrayis for goyish chametz, no story to open there. No. But anyway, he has achrayis for goyish chametz, so he's over by your by yomotzi. So first the Gemara says, "Oh, that must go like Rav Shimon." Davagram l'mamim k'mamim dami. Bishlam according to Rav Shimon, we understand it. But according to the Rabbanan, the davagram l'mamim k'mamim is not k'mamim dami, so it's not your chametz. Why over by your by yomotzi? So the Gemara says, no, it's exactly a kosov. Even for Kabbalah's Achrayas, there's a ribi over there somehow that I'm not sure what the yitur is, but there's a ribi in the pasuk that's marba that Achrayas is also machayev you and bal yirah b'yimatz. That's the first lashon of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, ikadami, that the Gemara's question is the other way around. Bishlam according to the Rabbanon that Dovah Gerim L'mamon is not Kimam and Domi, so I understand why the pasuk. The chadish that achrayis and mechayiv you in bal yirah bal yimatzik, because ordinarily dovah gerem l'mamid is not kimam and dami, but according to Reb Shimon that dovah gerem l'mamid is always kimam and dami. So why do we need a special pasuk by bal yirah bal yimatzik? So the Gemara answers. I don't remember exactly the lashon Gemara. The lashon Gemara is important, but the Gemara answers that I would have said, if not for the pasuk, I would have said that since it's be'en, it has to be chayzer to the bailim, so la b'shusay koi kamash b'lo.
Kaven
dim isay, it's chayzer be'enei. So I would have said that it's la b'shusay koi kamash b'lo. So Rashi says pshat in that Gemara is that the Gemara is saying is that the whole din of Rav Shimon, the Dovah Gerem L'mamim K'mamim Dami, is only after the carbon was stolen. So then in Dovah Gerem L'mamim K'mamim Dami and the bialim can be tevei or the kefil and so on, but as long as the carbon is ben, Rav Shimon didn't say the dovah gerem l'mamim k'mamim. Here the chametz is ben. The chametz is ben. There's no dovah gerem l'mamim k'mamim. That's a Rashi learns shot in that gemara. That the din of Rav Shimon, the dovah gerem l'mamim k'mamim, was only said after the carbon was stolen. But when the carbon is around, there's no dovah gerem l'mamim k'mamim. And likewise by the chametz. Dovah gerem l'mamid, if the chametz would be stolen, then it would be for you, then it's a dovah gerem l'mamid k'mam adami. According to Rav Shimon, it would be like your chametz was stolen. You could be tavei kefil, for example, or whatever. But right now the chametz is around, it's not a dovah gerem l'mamid k'mam adami. It's not a dovah gerem l'mamid, the chametz is around, it's chadar be'enik. It's not gerem l'mamid for you. It's no loss. Just chadar be'enik. So it's not your chametz. So who cares that if it'll get lost, it'll become a dovah gerem l'mamid? But right now it's not lost. So why would there be bayirah bayi matzik? So I need a pasuk that there's bayirah bayi matzik. Yeah, just for achrayis alone. That's the shtickle gemara the way Rashi explains. So now nechseyana in svara. Does that gemara make more sense according to the Ramban, or does it make more sense according to Tosfos? According to the Ramban's conception, the basic idea of governor dovah gerem l'mamid is that since I have a financial stake, this thing is worth something to me. So therefore, I look at the shavius of the thing as in hearing the thing itself, and I'm a bailam of the thing itself. Where according to Tosfos, that the basic idea of dovah gerem l'mamid is that I can be tevei the hefsed, and the schus to be tevei the hefsed makes me a bailam in the thing. Which way does that gemara make more sense? According to Rabban or according to Tosfos? According to Tosfos, I understand it much better. According to Tosfos, the yisoid is the schus that I have to be tevei the hefsed is what makes me a bailam in the carbon. If there's a hefsed, the carbon is stolen, and now I have a schus to be tevei the gneva, so that very schus that I have to be tevei the gneva makes me a bailam in the carbon, and therefore I can be tevei also kefil and dal and vehei, because it's my carbon that was shechted. According to Tosfos, I understand, seems to be also kind of boim ke'echad kind of thing. When it was stolen, it became my thing that was stolen. But okay, we'll live with that, it's boim ke'echad. According to Tosfos, at least I understand the svar of the Gemara Mesachim, that only if the thing is stolen and there's a hefsed, then it's a gerem l'mamid and I become a bailam. And therefore, by the chametz, it wasn't stolen yet. So, what's chus tfias and hefsed do I have by the chametz? There's no hefsed. Yeah, if there'll be nifsed, then I'll have a chus to be tevei the hefsed. Meanwhile, there's no hefsed. So, l'fi taisvis, the Gemara's gevaldik. The svar of the Gemara's gevaldik. L'fi the Rabbana, on the other hand, very hard to understand the Gemara's svar. What's the svar of the Gemara? The chametz, according to Ramban, the idea is since the chametz has shavius to me, I become a bialim in the chametz. The shavius has the chametz has shavius to me. Since I have a chrayis for the chametz, avada has value to me. I wake up every morning and make sure the chametz is still there. Avada has shavius, and I have a stake in the chametz. Because according to Ramban, it doesn't start with my schus to be tevei the hefsed of the chametz. It starts with the fact that I'm a bialim in the chametz, and why that's the schus tfias hefsed is the outcome, is the result, not the cause. The cause, what we start with, is that I'm a bialim in the chametz. It's kimoinei bashmilei. Why is it my mammon? Because I have a financial stake in it. Why? When do I have a financial stake in the chametz? Right now, I have a financial stake in the chametz. I don't want the chametz I lost. That's my stake in the chametz. I'm a bialim in the chametz. According to their mind, it's very hard to understand. What's the Gemara saying that it's only if the chametz is ben yisei dovagam, is not ben then yisei dovagam l'mamon? Why should that be? So I'll tell you, chelani loymar, maybe even poshut. Then in the chelani, that the Ramban is not meshuvah to Rashi pshat in the Gemara m'sochem. Maybe the Rabban learns different pshat in the Gemara m'sochem. The Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara m'sochem. The Reb Shimon was only talking about when the korban is not ben, not when the korban is ben. The lashon Gemara is not. That's a lot to read into the Gemara. That is the lashon Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Why do you need a pasuk of a special pasuk like matzuchah to tell me kabbalah sachayis?" Typically, there's another guy in the moment. Says the Gemara, "I would have thought kavendim isay hodim be'enei lab rishusay koy kamash malon." I'm back from Shat and Akamari. The Gemara's not saying anything about Dovagarim Lamaman. A Vala Dovagarim Lamaman is Kimaman Dami, even when the carbon is Ben. And even when the Chametz is Ben, it's a Dovagarim Lamaman, and you have a financial stake in the Chametz, and you're a Bailam on the Chametz. The Gemara's saying a different word altogether. In order to be able to buy your it's not enough that the Chametz belongs to you. In order to be able to buy your Bayimotzi, it has to be in your Rishus. It has to be Bechol Gulecha, Bevatechem. It has to be in your Rishus. We already had this right. The Chametz has to be in your Rishus to be able to buy your Bayimotzi. That's where the Gemara says, Lamashal, according to all the Rishonim that Yisuri Anah belong to you, they're just not in your Rish. I don't know Rishonim, the Tzais. According to the Tzais, who says that Yisuri Anah belong to me, but they're just not in my Rishus. So how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says, Shnei Dvarim, Einem Rishus Yisholodim, V'asona Kosu Fila, and Rishusim, Bor Rishus Rabim, V'chomis V'pesach. That Chomis and Pesach, by rights, I shouldn't be over Bal Yor Bal Yimotzi. It's an Etzk Zayis HaKosu. Really, since it's Osir Bano, I shouldn't be over Bal Yor Bal Yimotzi. Why not? Yisuri Anah belong to me. It's my Chomis. Parents is the choice. What I answer? Yeah, it's my chametz, but it's not in my rishus, and that's what the Gemara says. Literally, ain't rishus shalom. It's not in my rishus. It's shali, but it's not rishusi. And chametz bepesach, in order to be by your by yimatzi, has to be in my rishus because it says b'gvulecha. So maybe the Ramban will learn pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying like this: the chametz about it's my chametz because that's a dover. It's a dover gerem l'mamon. It's my chametz. But in isay hoder be'enei, the guy is the right any moment to take it away. As long as the chametz is here. The guy, anytime the guy comes and says, "I want my chametz," I'm not a shoyel. I'm only a shomer. A shoyel, a guy can come in the middle of my shoyel and take it away. We're not talking about I borrowed the chametz to use. I'm just a shomer. A shomer, the mafka can come at any moment and he can take it away, and I can't stop him. So the Gemara is saying, "Kaven dim isay hoda be'enei." Since at any moment the bala chametz, the guy, could come and collect his chametz, so labri shusay, so I'm not everybody all by matzik. We very posh trap in work. I think one of the talmidim was married to me that could be. Who was it? Somebody, Torah to me was not here. Somebody said, I'm the one. It was you. Okay. Maybe that's the pshat in the. That's not the. Right? That could be pshat in the Gemara. I think it's a very, very, very gishmak of pshat in the Gemara. Gemara doesn't say anything about Reb Shimon, only talked about when it's not Ben. The Gemara is saying, it's not for Shusei, it's a chomets de kavod. So maybe in Chanami, Rashi will hold like Tysus. No, that will come out. Rashi learns Pshat and Gemara was saying something about Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon is only talking about when the chametz, when the carbon was stolen. Yeah, he'll learn like Tysus that it has to do with Schus Tfias HaHesed. But according to Ramban, it has to do with Bailus and the carbon. So in Chanami, but Dabragam Lamaman is even when the chametz is banned, even when they went. But Bayor Bayamatsi has another requirement. Besides Dabragam Lamaman being mine, it has to be in my Rishus. If the guy could come and he could at any moment could collect it away from me, then it's not in my Rishus. We had a similar svaras to this, that if somebody can come and take it away from me at any moment, it's not in my rituals. Anybody remember where I wanted to suggest such a thing? Sharniskel. Rashi says that the Sharniskel and that mem hey mocher in a mocher, but become mem hey. The Gemara says mocher in a mocher. You can't sell the Sharniskel. So Rashi says because it's ene b'shusay. It's not mine. It's Sharniskel. It's Yisurei Ano. So the Tzais learns because Rashi holds Yisurei Ano are mine. They're just ene b'shusay. Every Yisurei Ano is ene b'shusay. But I wanted to suggest at one point that maybe Rashi holds that the Shor Niskel is really not also Bahanah, because Rashi Tzadikei and Rabakamma holds that the Shor Niskel is only also Lachamiso. The Shor Niskel belongs to me, fine. It's not also Bahanah, so I've had him a Bailam. But Basin can come at any moment and take it away to be Niskel. If Basin can come at any moment and take it away to be Niskel, then it's not a Mayrishus. And Mocha in a Mocha. So Al Derech Zekan, The chometz is mine. I've added it to the moment. I'm a in the chometz. I have a financial stake in it. But the guy could come any moment and collect it away from me. It's hodib any. If it's hodib any, then it's not a marriage just about your value matzah. Rav Chaskel Avransky in the Tesefton, but at the beginning of where is it? He talks about this Sharon Eskola. I think it was it on the Marma Kaimas that I said? Chazon Yecheskel, but Bakama, Perek Dal, and Alocha Beis. He wants to say, he's not busy, these are my Chazbanis, but he also wants to say, Pshat and Gemara Mesachim, not like Rashi, a little bit different. He says the Gemara means that since the Chometz is Hodeh Be'enei, so even though it's a Dovah Gerem L'Momen, and a Dovah Gerem L'Momen is like mine, and it's like my Chometz, but he says Dovah Gerem L'Momen only makes it that the Shabbos of the thing is mine. But the Guf of the Dovah, since Hodeh Be'enei, the Guf of Dovah is not mine, and for Ba'yor Ba'yamotzi, maybe I have to own the Guf of Chometz, not only the Shabbos of the Chometz. It's a different spin. But outside of Shabbos, he's saying maybe he can learn, we're not Meshubba to Rashi Pshat and Gemara himself. But I think that's a fair shot. This is a very partial Pshat. We're saying avart and bayar. He's also saying that what he also says is that the Gemara is saying avart and chomus. The Gemara is not saying something dov. Dov adam lomim tamam adamis. Even if it's ban, the Gemara is saying it's a chomus to kavart. But since the chomus, the gufa chomus, has to go back to the guy, so for bayar or bayar matzi, maybe you have to own the gufa chomus. Not enough that I'm the bialim of the chomus mitzad the dov adam lomim shabbat. So that means I own the neshom of the chomus. I own the shavis of the chomus. He has this yisoida. The chayim have this yisoida. Shimon talks about it a lot. That there, you can have something where I own the shavis and not the guf, or the guf and not the shavis. They have such a notion. So by dover gam l'mamon, I own the shavis because it's a dover gam l'mamon. But the guf hachometz is hodeh be'enei. The guf hachometz about it belongs to the guy. And maybe for by rabbi mutz, you need to own the guf hachometz. Okay, that's a fancy word. It's a more pashut davar. Also, but also a chometz to kavod. Dover gam l'mamon is kimam adomay in avaris my chometz. But the guy can take it away, so it's ainu b'shusa. It's not called bevei. It's not called sarlo imatzi b'vatechad. I don't have control over it. The guy can cart it off. So me'mele, it's not. I'm not over by rabbi imatzi. Okay. So what do we have? Yeah.
It's kind of a weird thing, though, because the Gemara earlier says if you have chametz, you don't have a chayas over, and then yichud lo makay. So you're not chayav for bayar b'matzah because the pasuk says lo imatzah, bar matzui liyadcha. So in one case the Gemara says bar matzui liyadcha means yichud lo makay. It's not this is birushos, but here the same word matzui yimatzah is mechayav the case where the guy can come.
Because it has to be, I have to have control over it. So if it's not, if I don't have control, that's just like by if chametz was stolen from me. So probably I'm not over by yobay matzah because ainu b'shusi. So we're here also. It's ainu b'shusi.
But here it's the Gemara's point is like kamash malay yechayev because it says yimatzah. Then the Gemara earlier says yimatzah comes to exempt you in cases where yichid
lo makom. Yeah, okay. I don't know how that works with the drashas. So we'll be reading the lesson.
Yeah.
Okay. Nachbesa. Okay, one more thing, maybe just open up and then we'll stop. But Tzais has a kasha. Tzais has a kasha, and Tzais is in, just like for sure sent out. Tzais is in. Shinpei Vav. Zion. Shin Pei Vav. Zion. He brings a passion from his son. He says his son asked him a steer between two Gemaras. The Gemara Mesachim says that he read the Gemara like Rashi. The Gemara Mesachim says that Dov Agam Lomam Kimam Adami is only when the Chometz is not Be'en. And Rashi adds only when the Sharon Iskol is, only when the carbon is not Be'en, after it was stolen. When the Chometz is Be'en and the carbon is still here, then you don't see Dov Agam Lomam Kimam Adami. So he asked him a tashik from a Gemara at the very end of Sanhedrin. In Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara over there says, Rish Lakish over there says, that if you have an ir anidachas, so the thing about ir anidachas is that all of the shlala ir, all the possessions of the anshi ir anidachas has to be burnt. So what if one of the anshi ir anidachas has a carbon in which he was chayav bechrayis? So Rish Lakish says, that's really pshat in a brayso, that if it's a carbon which he had a chrayis, that according to Rav Shimon, the Dov Agam L'mamon K'mamon Dami, then it's called Shlal Ir Anidachas. It belongs to one of the Anshei Ir Anidachas, and it has to be destroyed. It has to be killed. where it has to be. Ask the Ksais, the son, really. So it's a steer. The Gemara of Sochem says, you only say Dovah Gemma Mamma Kimamma Dami when it's not Be'en. But when it's Be'en, you don't say Dovah Gemma Mamma Dami. And over there in the Gemara in the Gemara Sanhedrin, it's talking about where the carbon is Be'en. You want to kill it, but if the carbon right now is Ben, and it says that according to Hashem, it's a daughter of the mom, and it has a din of kimam and tummy, and it has a din of shlalayir. So it's sarachim. Doesn't answer the kasha. The emes, the kasha, not so posh that the kasha is fair in the first place, because in the Gemara Pesachim, it's tula shaynus. You pointed out. Somebody pointed out to me. It's tula shaynus in the Gemara Pesachim. Who pointed out? It's two lashonos in the Gemara Pesachim. Right? It was ikad army. There was one lash in the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Oh, I understand. According to Reb Shimon, Kabbalah Zechayis. It says you're over by Rabbi Yamasi from Kabbalah Chayis. So the first lash in the Gemara is that goes like Reb Shimon. Bishnu according to Reb Shimon, it's good. But according to Rabbanan, why is? But according to Rabbanan, why over? So the Gemara says because you have a pasuk. Then the Gemara turns around and says, maybe the other way around, ikad army, that according to Rabbanan, it's good. That's why you need a pasuk. According to Reb Shimon, why do you need a pasuk? The Gemara says because it's not Be'en. But according to the first lashon in the Gemara assumed that you say davar gam l'mamad even if it is ben. So it's two lashonos in the Gemara Pesachim. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's not a Mishnah or it's Reish Lakish. So Mishka Felech, Reish Lakish could hold like the first lashon in the Gemara Pesachim. Why is that such a terrible kasha? I don't know. The Ksais asked for a kasha anyway. So Rav Chaim Moizer, so there's a teretz from Shnei Gdoli Achrei, Rav Chaim Moizer in. Gimel Simon Samach Beis, and Rav Chaim brought in the Chazon Yecheskel in over there Baba Kama Paragala and Alocha Beis. He brings from Rav Chaim. They both said Shneim Niskabel the Dovar Echod. He said that there's a difference between the case of Omer and Chometz and the case of a Korban. The Gemara in Pesachim, we're talking about a shomer. Somebody's watching chametz. When does a shomer become a chayev for the loss of the chametz? Like when does the chiyuv, if the chametz is lost, let's say, when does the shomer become chayev for the hefsid? So he says when it gets lost. B'haraya, if it'll be ba'inus, he'll be potter. So it means the chiyuv only kicks in when there's a pshia, or there's some or there's a gneva, whatever it is, and that's mechayev the shomer. Even if the Shem is mechayiv himself for Shasta Shaila, they elaborate. But he's mechayiv himself for Shasta Shaila if it'll get lost, if it'll get stolen. If it's nenas, the ma'aser not chayiv. So the chiyuv happens only till it's nenas, till it's destroyed or stolen or whatever. The Shem doesn't really have a chiyuv. Masha'en kein by a carbon. The minute the fellow said harei alai, he had a chiyuv to be mafresh a carbon. He'll wait to be mafresh karmen. He'll be over about to acher. So he has immediately a chiyuv to be mafresh karmen. When he's mafresh the karmen is the thing with which he fulfills the existing chiyuv of harei alai. Said Rav Chaim Moizer and Rav Chaim, Rav Shimon's Yisoy Yadomer Gem L'Mamon Kimamon Dami means that if I have a chiyuv and I'm using this to fulfill my chiyuv, so that's cool that it's mine. So if I have a mushal, I have a chiyuv. I said harei alai, and now I'm taking this carbon and I'm using it to fulfill my chiyuv of harei alai. And if the carbon will get lost, then I'm going to have to find some other behemoth with which to fulfill my chiyuv of harei alai. But I already have the chiyuv of harei alai, and the carbon is now I'm using it to fulfill that chiyuv. That's called the davar emlamam, and that's kimam adami according to Reb Shimon. In the case of the shomer, on the other hand, he doesn't have a chiyuv until the thing is nifsa. That's why it's only called davar emlamam and kimam adami after it's nifsa. But Kozman the Chometz is Ben, he has no Chiyuvim. It's hard to Ben. Since he doesn't have any Chiyuvim yet, so he's not fulfilling any Chiyuvim with this Chometz, so Mimele is not in a Dovar Gem L'mam and Kimam and Dami. That's the side of Rav Chaim and Rav Chaim Leiz. That's the Teretz. Also, they say, Mimele, that's the Teretz of the Ksais. The Ksais is talking about, the Gemara is talking about a carbon. In a carbon, you say Harei Alai, this Skir Anidachas guy, he said Harei Alai, he was mafish a carbon, so that's allowed. That's a dover. Even when it's alive, it's a dover gam l'mamon. Even when it's be'en, it's a dover gam l'mamon kimam adami. Because this behemah, he's using it to fulfill an existing chiyuv. So that's called his behemah, because he's using this behemah to fulfill his chiyuv of harei alai. Mashenkin the gemara b'sochem. The gemara b'sochem is talking about stam a shomer is not chayiv in anything called zman the chametz is ben. He only becomes chayiv when the chametz is nifsad. Since he only becomes chayiv when the chametz is nifsad, so because man the chametz is beni, half miyuvim, then there's no din of dovah gaim l'mamim, kimam and dami. Adkan the teretz of Rav Chaim Oizer and of Chaim. So I just want to point out two things about this teretz. Yeah,
it's not against our Gemara.
What?
It's not against
our Gemara. Oh, so Chaim Oizer, what about Agamar? Agamar also has it by Agamar has it by a shayim is watching a shayim in school. No, so Chaim Oizer and Agamar, he was Peshaya first. Rav Yaakov's talking about when he was Peshaya first, it's Mukhat that way. We talked about it the other very beginning of the Sugya. Rav Yaakov's case is, Rav Yaakov said, because Rav Yaakov wasn't talking about we're using Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov himself was talking about not when the show was stolen. Rav Yaakov just said, if you have a show in this skull, you could say to the Baal Reish Chalof Anecha. What do you have to say, Reish Chalof Anecha? You weren't Peshaya, why do you have to say Reish Chalof Anecha? Even if you couldn't say Reish Chalof Anecha, you weren't Peshaya in anything. The case is that you were Peshay, you allowed it to become a Shor Niskel. There was some Pshian rather than allowing it to become a Shor Niskel. Not that he took it to base, and that's like more Biyadai, there was a Pshian involved. So by definition, Rav Yaakov's case is that you were already Peshaya, and now you have a Chiyuv to, because you were Peshaya, you Chayuv to pay the Bailam for any loss that subsequently incurs. But if the Shor Niskel's around, you can say, Shechol Fanecha. If the Shor Niskel's not around, you can't. So we're talking about in Rav Yaakov's case where he was already Peshaya. Since he was already Peshaya, so he's using the Shor Niskel to fulfill an existing chiyuv that he has, mikayach his pshia that he's chayev to make sure that the Baalim get back what they gave him. So he assumes that's memani gavach. That's your all of your chiyuvim are when the chametz is lost. Because when the chametz is be'en, I mean, about it, as long as chametz be'en, he can take it. You can't steal it from him. But it's not the ma'aser of the chametz is nenas yidav chayim. So even the chametz is here, it's not you have some kind of chiyuv midin hashomrim to give back the chametz as long as the chametz is ben. As long as the chametz is ben, so it's not yours. So of course you can take it back. But all of your chiyuvim are only after it's in the enigma, after it's neva. So that's Rav Chaim and Rav Chaim Oizer. So I just want to point out two things. Number one is that it's not like Rashi Himsochim. That's fair. It's not like Rashi Himsochim because Rashi Himsochim said. That when Rashi by that Gemara about the chometz, Rashi, what did Rashi say over there? Rashi says the chometz if it's be'en, so the chometz be'en, so there's no ba'yor ba'yamatze. So Rashi over there said because Rav Shimon was only talking about after the carbon was stolen. So Rashi says b'feirush that this distinction that we're making between the chometz, between being be'en and not be'en, is not only by chometz but by carbon itself. Rav Shimon only says dovar gaim k'mamadami when the carbon is stolen, not when the carbon is be'en. So that's b'feirush, not like Rav Chaim Oizer's chiluk. That's number one. It's not like Rashi. I don't think Chaim Oizer points it. I mean, it's not the end. Right? He's saying a teretz for the Ksoisa's kasha. But the Maisa in Rashi is not mashma that way. That's number one. Number two, the svara of Rav Chaim and Rav Chaim Oizer, the chara makes much more sense according to the Ramban's Ma'alech and Tosfos. Because according to what's Rav Chaim Oizer saying? Chaim Oizer is saying, If the chametz is ben, I don't have any chiyuvim yet, so therefore I'm not using this for any existing chiyuvim. So it's not dovar gaim l'mamim, but by a carbon I already have a chiyuv. I'm using the carbon to fulfill an existing chiyuv. I understand that much more in the Ramban. The Ramban has this notion that it's that dovar gaim l'mamim is fundamentally din bailus. So Chaim Oizer is telling me, when am I a bailum in the carbon? So up to now we said I'm a bailum in the carbon because I have a financial stake in the carbon. If it'll be lost, I'll be out money, so that gives me a financial stake in the carbon. Chaim Oizer now is saying a different case. What makes me a bailam in the carbon is that I'm using the carbon to fulfill an obligation that I have. Just like you can be a bailam for ishtamshus. You know, you can have something where you have a chayfas has various ishtamshus, and one guy's a bailam for this ishtamshus, and the other guy's a bailam for another ishtamshus. This guy's the bailam for the milk, and this guy's a bailam for the sheep, or whatever. That could be, you could have, or this guy's the bailam for Monday, and this guy's the bailam for Tuesday. So here I have a chiyuv, and I'm using the carbon for a certain ishtamshus. So since I'm using the carbon for a certain ishtamshus, that makes me a bailam in the carbon. So I think Rav Chaim Oizer and Rav Chaim, it makes a lot of sense in the world of the Ramban. We're just going to have to change. You know, up to now our nusach was, I'm a bailam because I have a stake in the carbon. And now the nusach is going to change. I'm a bailam in the carbon because I'm using the carbon to fulfill an obligation that I have. It's kach v'kach. But in the world of the Ramban, I understand this distinction. But in the world of Tosis, that dovah gaim l'mamim is a kind of garmi, that I'm teveya a hefsid. And the fact that I can be teveya a hefsid gives me a schus in the carbon, li'in tfiyas a hefsid. So then, what do I care that I said harei alai and now I'm using this karma to fulfill the chiyuv of harei alai? But there's no. I'm not being tevei any hefsed yet. My tvias hefsed is only after the karban is stolen. In the world of Taisus, it makes much more sense to learn the Gemara Pesach and Kipshuto that the whole din of Dabar Gemara Kamamet is only when I have a tvias hefsed. I mean, if it's enough, even when the carbon is banned, I don't have a tvias hefsed. It's enough that maybe if the carbon will be stolen, I'll have a tvias hefsed. So that's true. That's true regardless. What's the difference if I said a lie or it's I'm stama shaymer? It's still true that if there'll be a hefsed, I'll have a tvias hefsed. I'll have a schus to be tevei in the hefsed. So in the world of Taisus, this chiluk of Rav Chaim Meiser doesn't seem to. It's hard, much harder to hear. So fine, it's not so terrible to Rav Chaim Meiser's part of the more in the conceptions of the Rambam. Okay, we'll stop here. We covered really a lot of ground in this sugya. We'll see going forward. I think we still have to do Taisus inside, the various students in Taisus, just a little bit to deal with, and then we have to go back there. Okay, I did a lot. If you weren't here today, you should listen to the tape.